Present.
Councilor Lynn?
Yeah.
Councilor Cobbs? Councilor Cobbs is the live stream. Councilor Anderson? Live stream. Councilor Reed?
Here.
Councilor Mawale?
Here.
Councilor Hussaini?
Present.
No Hussaini, not Hussein. Councilor Bilak?
Here.
Councilor Cunnar? Live stream. Councilor Lee?
Here.
Councilor Hussein? Councilor Stat?
Here.
Councilor Ferris?
Here.
Councilor Thibodeau? Councilor Ansari, in the live stream. Councilor Yao?
Here.
Councilor Rosalind? Councilor Bose?
Here.
Councilor Adwan?
Here.
Councilor Chung, is in the live stream. Councilor Ahmad? Councilor Sunday?
Here.
Councilor Nguyen?
Here.
Councilor Palmer?
Present.
Councilor Azuki? Councilor Hadoosh?
Here.
Councilor Kim?
Here.
Councilor DePinto? Councilor Agarwal?
Here.
Councilor Rizvi?
Yep.
Councilor Bruce is in the live stream. And Councilor Belcourt? I am here as a general manager. All right. I'd like to begin by reminding you all of the oath you have taken. We'd like to respectfully acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful we have Cree, Dene, Soto, Métis, Blackfoot, and Lakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papas Chase Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students' Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work toward the decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. I will start the meeting by offering everyone the opportunity to participate in smudging. There is smudge at the front of the room. If you would like to, I'll give you a few minutes to do that if anyone's interested. Anybody else wishing to smudge? Okay, thank you very much, Councilor Sunday. Keynote speaker's business. Next meeting of Students' Council will take place on Tuesday, November 27th, 2018, at 6 p.m. back here in the Council Chambers. I have no other presentations or announcements today because it's been a fairly slow week. There's no presentations on here. I believe there was one put on there, but it was for a later date, so it was taken off. Given that, we'll move into the executive committee reports. Are there any members of the executive who wish to make a report? I believe the first was actually President Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now, I have a couple of business-related things, but a couple of comments I want to make beforehand. I want to, for everybody's knowledge, before I get into this, I received a lot of criticism online for a recent photo I took with Member of Parliament Kerry Diop at a Universities Canada event in mid-October. That has since built into quite a bit of a response online, and Kerry Diop's continued actions have reflected very poorly on both himself and his ability as a representative. So I do have a couple things. Normally I don't read from papers, but I will today because I think it's important. So MP Kerry Diop's recent attempts to use the legal system to silence criticism and his support of racist political actors do not reflect my values or the values of the student union. It's an inappropriate use of the legal system meant to silence critique of an elected official. I'd also like to take this moment to apologize to students who were hurt by my photo with MP Diop. I believe strongly that it is important to speak to all political representatives across all borders, all boundaries. However, I am aware of the perception of the photo. I accept the responsibility for such, and I do sincerely apologize to those hurt by such. Now, I have carefully considered my involvement, and I have previously provided context as to why I would speak with MP Diop. I do intend to remain accountable and transparent with Students' Council and fulfill my expectations of my role at all points in time. However, I do intend, following this meeting and questions from all of you, to take down the photo, both to prevent any further association or harm, and making clear that MP Diop's actions are unacceptable. This incident has taught me a lot. I will be more conscious and nuanced with my associations in my job in the future. And I really want to thank those members of this council who reached out to me, provided me feedback, and really did take the
thank
time.
Thank you very much, President Larson, to speak. Now to Vice President Brown.
Hello, everyone. First, I'd like to welcome Mary Pat Berry, who is a member of the Board of Governors of the University of Alberta, and thank her for joining us. I had a... I had a bit of a wild week in the last couple of weeks. I was called to Ottawa with about 6 days' notice to present to the Finance Committee of the federal government on behalf of the Canadian Alliance of Student Associations. I'm pleased to report it went very well. Our presentation was very well taken, and I can provide any details if asked questions. Otherwise, coming up, I'm going to be writing a letter to Minister Jadi, who is the Minister of La Francophonie with the federal government, as the provincial federal governments are still renegotiating official languages funding transfers, and that does affect the funding that Campus Saint-Jean receives. This is very concerning to me because this deal has not been reached yet and is taking longer than expected, so I want to use this opportunity to clearly articulate to Minister Jadi that the University of Alberta Students Union is watching and that we do expect the government to be supporting Campus Saint-Jean and minority French education in Alberta. I'll also mention the mandatory non-instructional fee amendment that was passed into Bill 19 last week. That was a huge win. That came from a meeting of COTS representatives with Minister Schmidt. We pushed that very hard in that morning, last Monday morning, and I'm very pleased to see that MNIFs will likely, if the bill passes, become a part of legislation. I also have a meeting with Elections Alberta this Friday, along with Councillor Rates, to discuss polling in the Students Union building for the election. I will be out of the office between November 23rd and December 3rd. I will be in Sherbrooke, Quebec, and then Ottawa for meetings. And then job shadowing as well. Please sign up. The link can be found on my Facebook profile and page. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. I'll go to Vice President Ripka.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hello, everyone. Some additions to my report. CERC, the Social and Environmental Responsibility Committee, met on Friday and we came up with our top two priorities. They will then be forwarded on to business group where we will discuss them and then on to executive committee before deciding for sure whether we can implement them or start researching them or not, but it's very exciting progress, so that is news. Also, the United Way campaign run by the UAlberta has raised over $470,000, which is really, really incredible. Congrats to everyone who took part, whether it was killing for charity or buying a coffee at the Daily Grind on coffee dates. Every little contribution matters, so thanks a lot. Tomorrow we will be running a focus group for Dewey's branding with all the student staff at the SU, and that's really exciting. This is all a piece of the puzzle for the strategic plans that are being made for the two bars. And finally, as I mentioned in my report, the executive campaign crew has been hired and has met for the first time, and they're brilliant, first of all, brilliant. And I'm really excited to see what happens with consultation from here. Over the next week, I will be introducing you if you said you wanted a one-on-one about the capital fee and stuff, so keep an eye on the inbox. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Ripka. Vice President Bordwell.
Great, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make two additions to my report. The first being that I received a concern from a student who mentioned that there had not been enough done on the part of the Students' Union to communicate harm reduction approaches to cannabis usage during the rollout of cannabis legalization. So I met with some university administrators. We are going to set up some focus groups and workshops to find out what kind of information students would like to know, and then find out a way for us to liaison with the university to get that information out. So I was very happy to get that concern from the student. Well, not happy to get it, but happy to be able to act on it. Second, I have been receiving some reports from students about code of student behavior incidences that have not been handled very appropriately by the university. In my report, I mentioned that I also met with university administrators to talk about the viability of restorative practices, and I do believe that this is one of the cases where restorative practices could have been useful. But because of confidentiality and stuff, I'm going to keep the details between me and the student. So thank you for listening to the report. Enjoy council, everybody.
Just one second here. My thing is, has decided to quit on me. Or just decided to update on us while we're in the middle of the meeting. Any other members of the executive who wish to make a report? Is it working? Nope, it's not working.
It's
can you do it if you just press the button? Will it let you talk? Nope. Okay.
It's not, yeah, the mic's not working.
Huh.
We can just yell.
I'm just going to do a new meeting.
Can you turn mine on and she can just talk at mine?
I can't hear anyone's mic. That's the problem. Yeah. Go ahead. While you begin your report, while you're speaking, you might get a mic probably too.
Thank you. I have a couple of things to ask in my report. So one of the things is I'm still doing some shadowing. I'm excited to be with Councillor Hadouche and her twin sister tomorrow morning, so that'll be exciting. There are a couple of striders in the room again, so please make them feel welcome at the break, striders. The Student Leader Summit, very important, this Saturday, November 17th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're going to be hosting faculty associations, department associations, faculty association counselors, GFC counselors, and student counselors. But please do remember that you do have to RSVP for the Eventbrite, just so we can order enough food. It would be great to see all the council there so you can connect with your faculty associations better and be part of some really, really cool, nuanced professional development sessions. Going forward, another update that I wanted to provide with council was that next Monday morning at GFC Exec, we're going to be having a discussion item regarding the loss of Reading Week for the pharmacy students. So this is a huge, huge, huge win, the fact that they wanted to even have a discussion, even though the motion has been passed. So I will update council as soon as I know something, what the outcome of that will be. But going forward, just know that APSA has been very, very supportive of a new version of Reading Week going forward. but we are very disappointed that the faculty didn't really provide us with thorough or robust consultation. So yeah, that's that. And last but not least, GovWeek. GovWeek is January 21st to 25th. Please book those dates sort of in your calendar. We have almost all of the sessions finalized and ready to go, and please look forward for a presentation coming soon to council, just for your feedback and also to let you know what kind of sessions we're expecting.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Badger. One thing I did miss, the speaker's business, I will be special ordering the item 7A from the board committee business onto the main agenda. All right, that concludes the executive reports. We'll now move into board committee reports.
Motion
from the floor.
Can we move
into
committee
as a whole? Do you have a reasoning behind that?
I don't think so. I think
it would
be
a consultation. Is this something pertinent to board
committee
reports?
No, this is in reference to something that was brought up last council.
Can it wait till general orders, or would you like to do it right now? Council, please exit the room.
Town president, Mark.